For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Much of the Northeast is experiencing bitter cold and blowing snow. Many schools, museums, and government offices have closed. The wind is whipping and the streets are slick in downtown Albany, New York. In New York City, Governor Andrew Cuomo held a press conference this morning detailing expected snowfall totals for regions of the state.
We're going to have a state of emergency for the entire downstate region, starting Westchester South and Long Island. In terms of the snowfall, the predictions have increased, where we believe there will be more snow, up to 6 to 10 inches in New York City, 9 to 12 inches on Long Island, 4 to 8 on in Westchester.
Cuomo said sustained winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 60 are adding to the difficulty of clearing roads of snow for the thousands of workers responding. The governor held a second briefing this afternoon on Long Island.
Again, the thrust of the storm should be through by about 4 or 5 o'clock. Then comes the frigid weather. And that's going to be the challenge over the evening hours.
Speaking this morning, Joe Loda, chair of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, said rail travel north of New York City was being affected.
Metro North is also working. We've got a full complement of employees up there. We're having a wind situation on the Hudson Line, so some of our stations are being bypassed because of trees that have come down. They're being fixed as we speak. In addition to that, I encourage everyone to look at our website, mta.info, or our various apps, Subway Time and Train Time, to look at the schedules and to see what's going on, because it's changing from moment to moment. But we're fully prepared and we're doing everything we can to clean up the tracks, clean up the ice, so that we will be have as close to a normal situation on our evening trips as possible.
Peter Pan canceled all of its Northeast bus service for the day. It is scheduled to resume Friday. In Kingston, City Bus suspended service at 12:30 p.m. Albany International Airport is open and operating, but the airport says airlines have canceled departing flights to major East Coast hubs, including Boston, Newark, Philadelphia, and Washington, due to the storm. Governor Cuomo says New York City area airports are shut down.
The airports are, for all intents and purposes, closed. Kennedy Airport, LaGuardia Airport, the runways are closed. The terminals are open. For people who are stuck at the airport because their planes aren't taking off. But if you were planning on taking off today, I don't think that's a likelihood.
Meanwhile, to the east, the National Weather Service is forecasting more than a foot of snow in Boston, including hurricane-force winds along coastal Massachusetts. The city has declared a snow parking emergency. At the western end of the Bay State, the cities of Pittsfield and North Adams have declared snow emergencies. More than 3,000 state transportation workers are responding. Chris Bessie with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency says there is a potential for power outages.
We really encourage people to think about if their power goes out, what they may need to stay safe. And for most people, that probably means leaving their home, unless they have an alternate heat source of some kind that doesn't rely on electricity that they can use to warm up their home. People probably won't be able to ride out cold temperatures like this without power and may need to go to a friend or family member or a local emergency shelter if necessary.
A winter weather advisory and wind chill warning are up for much of Vermont. Wind chill values from 20 below to 40 below are being forecast. Snow accumulations of 3 to 6 inches with localized amounts up to 8 inches are expected. In Connecticut, Governor Danielle Malloy says state police have extra units on the roads and more than 1,500 National Guardsmen are ready to support emergency operations. This afternoon, Malloy said Eversource and United Illuminating were reporting more than 1,000 customers without power.
And more are expected throughout the day as conditions worsen and the storm progresses. Our utilities are responding where conditions safely allow. The snow is expected to end during the evening between 6 and 9 p.m. However, there will be some blowing and drifting of snow.
More than 600 state plow trucks and some 250 private contractors are clearing roads across Connecticut. For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis.